And she orders vegetarian. So he thinks, maybe she's Jewish, whatever, get a bit of Kiruv going here. So he says to her, "Are you Jewish?" She said, "No." So he said, "Why are you eating vegetarian?" She says, "Because I don't want to eat my brother." So fine. So he said whatever he said. Rav Tetz said, "If I was sitting there, I would have taken a bite out of her neck and said, why not? They do. You don't want to eat animals because, but animals eat animals." So what is Yeah, but I don't know what to do with that chazal. No, we were in the middle of, sorry.
No, why do we learn from an animal?
No. So the question that was asked is you see that these animals, these five animals we learn, if the Torah wasn't given, the Gemara in Eruvin that says, Ilmelo nosna Torah Israel, that the Torah not been given to Israel, right? In a world where there was no Torah. So you would have learned sneers from the Chatul, arise from the Yonah, yeah, fine. So the first is you see these are exceptions to the rules. If I'm learning sneers from a Chatul, that means I can't learn it from anywhere else. The Chatul is the exception of the animals that are tenuah. The Yonah is the exception that is.
That's the rule. That's how it works. That's how Torah works.
The Torah works. I'm learning a Gemara. I don't know how anything works. Daniel, one second. I'm learning anything works. If the Torah tells me go learn sneers from a cat, I assume that I can't learn it from anywhere else. It means the cat's the exception. Otherwise, why duck the cat?
Or the easier.
Well, Pashtus, it means these animals stand out. They're the standout examples of these things. So my question is, so that's his question. You see, they're the exceptions. So the question is, so why do you learn tzniyos from the chatul? Learn tricks from another animal. Why learn gzaila from an ant? Learn gzaila from a lion. He's always stealing anybody, the hyena. He's always stealing. Learn gzaila from the hyena. Why would you learn the good thing and not the bad thing? Because you have to be good. Why do you have to be good? If there's no Torah, you wouldn't know what's good. Why would you then sneer some
Good question. Kasha,
why
would
would
Kasha,
I have not an answer.
Why would
I don't know. You have an answer? I don't have an answer. I have a kasha. The Gemara says if you didn't have the Torah, you'd learn sneer from the Chatul. Why? Go learn the opposite of sneer from another animal. Let's take Zayla. Zayla's easier than sneers because we don't even know what sneers is anymore. Let's take Zayla. You're born into a world, there's no Torah, you don't know anything, right? You see, wow, ants don't steal, so I'm not going to steal. But there's a million types of animals out there that are stealing all the time. Well, what would make you learn not stealing from the ant? Come with me to the Kruger Park, I'll show you what animals do. They're stealing from each other all the time. Why do the leopards take their heels and hide them in trees? So the hyenas don't climb trees because the hyenas will steal their food. So learn, Zayla, that from a hyena. Why would you learn not to steal from an ant when you could learn just as easy to steal from a hyena? They do. Every animal except ants steal. So why would I dafka learn not stealing from the ant? Just say, well, ask yourself.
I'm trying to understand the question. I'm saying
You came into a world, there's no Torah. The Torah says you would learn not to steal from an ant. That's why you chayv. If you steal, you chayv even without the Torah. Because you were supposed to learn not to steal from the ant. Why was I supposed to learn not to steal from the ant? Let me learn that you have to steal from a hyena.
that's okay.
That's my culture. What's the moral base that you came into the world with without Torah that would make you learn not to steal from an ant? And if you have a moral base already, why do I need the ant to teach it to me? One of Shah. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Those instincts, I don't know where they come from. They could be perversions of true instincts. I don't know. I'm talking about in the Sheirish of the Sugya, in the principle of the Sugya, this Gemara is not Muvan Bichlal. You arrived in the world with no Torah, yeah, and you looked around at the world, yeah, and you were supposed to come to the conclusion that you don't steal because you saw the ants don't steal. Why? There's no Torah. There's no moral base. Go learn from the other animals that do steal. That stealing's fine.
Fine. Okay. Yeah.
But why would I learn? The Gemara says, no, if you never Torah, you'd learn not to steal from the ant. Why? Why would you choose not to steal from the ant? That's what we don't understand. So, okay. We're holding where?
That's me. Yes.
Kuf Mem base. We started. I said we're going to start Perek Gimel again. Let's just go. Just we'll start quickly. How do you start being born in the rear? You start looking at the Arba Yesodos. Everything is made up of Arba Yesodos. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have Eish Ruach Mayim V'Afa. And then you have to go look deeply at their toldois, at the children of these four things, the things that come out of them. Because everything in the world is made up of these four things. And then you have to go look at each property, each aspect, each quality of everything that was created. Like we said, in a tree. When you want to see the chokhmah of the boyer in a tree, you don't just see tree. You have to break it down. There's roots and branches and trunks and bark and all sorts of million things going on in a tree. And what can you gain? What benefit do you get from that tree? Because there you won't just see the chokhmah, you'll also see the toiva. You have to go see what chokhmah do you see there? What genius is hidden in there? What purpose was it created for? What does its shape tell me? What it has it put together tell me? And now all the parts of the Bria Kashur Zel is there. Trees can't produce fruit without the sun. So trees and the sun have a working relationship. Everything's connected. The exact balance of carbon dioxide and oxygen in the air is also relevant to trees. It's also relevant to you, otherwise you couldn't breathe. If you didn't have a sun, you wouldn't have vitamin D. Unbelievable. Where do you get vitamin D from? And it came out impossible to live without that. From the sun. It's all interconnected. Unbelievable. But he's boining us as we stopped. We ran into a brick wall at this stage. He's boining us. Bafochim ashenim mitzayim boilom. Shekulam kshurim zeh bezeh v'nitzrochim l'kiyum ha'olam. Everything's necessary for the kiyum of the olam. You might not always understand why this is necessary. There's a ruchnius in everything in the world, and a gashmius in everything in the world. There's this aspect of whether they medabers, whether they doimim, chaya. They're the things that don't move, they're things that do move. They're those things that are frozen and those things that grow and sprout out. They're things which have a tendency to go up, like fire. And they're things that have a tendency to go down, like water. Hashem put all this together in his world with a perfect balance. Mizug really means to dilute, but I think it means a mixing. And it's all ordered exactly the way it's supposed to be. And Hashem divided up the whole Bria into different types of species and characteristics and whatever, exactly based on what the world needs. But also, and the world is also created in a way that if you stop and think about it, you will arrive at the conclusion that Hashem created the world. Ulahaki, actually, is creating the world. Ulahaki is oitzim chachmosa v'yicholtim, and you'll be able to recognize Hashem's wisdom and his abilities. The same way as you can see from anything that was made, can tell you all about the person who made it. So when you look at a house, you can tell me who the kablan was. So what kind of kablan you had. Therefore, when you look at what was created, you can see who created it. That's Hashem created the world. All these pieces in there. The whole world is made up of a chibur between ruchnius and gashmius. And it is mixed. Mizug v'nisarvu, it's diluted and mixed. That each one helps the existence of the other one. Balechaim have a goof and they have a nefesh. She'en kim lenefesh bli kluf v'lo leguf bli nefesh. Without a goof, the nefesh has no ability to function down here. And without a nefesh, the goof is just a dirty piece of steak lying on the road, rotting. Like I said yesterday, that cute little puppy, when he's dead, is yichs. ichs. Especially when he's been hit by a car and he's lying on the side of the road. But his teeth are white. No? That would be a kiva with a rotting donkey. Okay. One, so we have some sense of what kind of a world we're entering into, putting on our Shara Bechina spectacles. As you go through life now, it looks a bit different to the way it did before. Okay. The Koladwari Mailu, she's got all these things that I mentioned. Shechokhmas Hashem nireis mihem, that the wisdom of Hashem is apparent in them. Mitchalkim l'shoishes sugim, they're divided into three major categories. In other words, don't just look at the Bria and everything just like one big jumble and you're trying to extract the Chokhmah from all these things. We're going to divide it up into three categories. And each category will have its unique approach. Therefore, you'll be more chayev to notice them. There are things in the world that the Chokhmah of Hashem is very easy to see. It's very apparent. Even fools can see it. Even Darwin said that the human eye disproves his theories. It's so possible you see the Chokhmah, the boy there could never have evolved. Darwin himself said that. It means even the tipshim, Darwin was a tipesh. Even Darwin said that the human eye is a sort of a cash on his theory. But you'll forget about that for now, because my theory needs to survive. Kagon. Mahalach Hashemesh Soviv La'aretz Kedei Shilohir Bnei Adam. The sun that does what it does with unbelievable consistency, untold genius, and the awesome benefits it provides us with. You can't miss that one. Even if you're a tipish, you wouldn't miss that one. Kedei Shilohir Bnei Adam. And then we get enormous benefit from it. Kamo she'omer ha'kosuf. Tizrach ha'shemesh. Yaseifun ve'el mo'inoysam yirbotsun. Yeitze adum lefoylo l'avadoysa ad erev. Ma'rabu ma'asech ha'shem kulam b'choch ma'asise ma'aretz kan yanecho. He starts talking about Tizrach ha'shemesh. You go out to do your work. You have your day ahead of you. Until ad day erev. Today, we don't know what that means. We don't have night time. Night time for us is a tragic loss. You don't have night time. You don't even know who you are if you don't have night time. Night time was a time where people got in touch with us. Today, there's no night. Technology keeps, there's no doubt. We've driven night time out of the world. Ein adam loymed roiv chochmoso ele belayla, says the Rambam. Doesn't mean people learn most of the Torah that they learn at night. Most people learn most of the Torah they learn during the day. Yeah, when in the Batei Midrash is full of people sitting and learning is in the day. Rav Chochmosa, you learn when the lights go off and you're left alone. To get in touch with you and who you are. Ulavadoisa ade arev. Ma rabu ma sechu. So from the sun, you don't need to be a genius. The sun already is. You don't need to learn Shara Bechina to know and to see the wisdom of a Kodesh Baruch in the sun. So it's obvious. Everything. Half a millimeter. Everything. But I'm saying that's already out of the. Tipesh just looks up and he goes, well, what time sunrise tomorrow? I don't know. When the sun decides. Oh, you could predict sunrise and sunset for the next 100 years. Well, that's well, how did that happen? That's some kind of accident. And like Rousseau says, the temperature is perfect. Exact. For winter, for summer, huh? 93 million miles away.
It's because of all those things.
Once again, that's Taiva kicking in. We're talking about somebody who's a tippish. If he would just look at the world, he would see that you see the Chokhmah of the Boyer in the sun. You don't want to see the Chokhmah of the Boyer in the sun? For sure you don't have to look at it. For sure you can, of course. If you have vested interest in the gear, then you don't, for sure. Taiva, all in the gear, for sure. Taiva Reifinsh again with the doctors. The doctors also look up all cockamamie stories for sure. Yeah. You leave it for 20 billion years and then that's what's going to happen and eventually work it out for itself. Yeah. Okay. So anybody else has a problem with evolution, then they have to do that. We have to deal with it. No, if you have a problem with it, you have to deal with it. The world we live in impacts on our days and our machshavos. We still have a problem with evolution. We have to deal with it. Fine. והסוג השני הם הדברים שחוכמס השם נראים בהם ונעלמס כמעט מכל בני האדום. ורק חכמים מעטים מבני העלייה מבינים את התועלת והטובה שהם מביאים. That's quite a big jump, yeah? You go from things that are mamash obvious to everybody, even the fools, and then you get to something which is almost impossible to see unless you're one of the, you know, you're a real chochem. Bnei Aliyah, who understands these things. Ula is it sorry, Nivra, Kagona Maves. You wouldn't have guessed that, huh? Hanoeg Bakul Bosova Dom. Ashebashkofer is Shainu, Dover Ramod. You ask anybody in the street, death's a good thing? Everyone's saying, no, death's a bad thing. Yeah? What's the benefit? What's the good? Where's the chokhmah in death? Achlamite shel dover hu mevi to'eles loilo. Death brings wonderful benefits to the world. Become a tamim galuim v'nistorim. I'm now down in the piskalev at the bottom there. Echad meimu shal yedei schiris yom ha-maves ein adem bo li da'aveira. One of the things, if you think about, k'mayim rakiva ben mahalalel, in Avos, he stuck up a shleisha dvarim v'ema taboli de'aveira. There's a guarantee in the Mishnah, me'achuz guarantee. If you're still doing aveiras, you have to ask yourself why. Because it says, if you will think about these three things, me'ein ba'ate ulana taholech v'lifnei mi'a ta'os idlit ha'indin v'cheshbon, you won't do aveiras. That's what the Mishnah says. So why are we still doing aveiras? Must be because we didn't think about me'ein ba'ate ulana taholech v'lifnei mi'a ta'os v'cheshbon. It's not so hard to think about, but if you don't, okay, that's another story. It's for another year. No, I remember Mel asked me this. Why are we still doing a virus when we have the recipe not to do a virus? Just think about these three things. You won't come to the virus. It's a promise from Chazal. That's worth thinking about also. It's also worth thinking about is why am I still doing a virus when the path not to do a virus is so easy? But Tom Naisefu, so that's another reason why, that's a reason why death is a good thing. If you would live here forever, you'd never get to Olam Haba. The only way to get to Olam Haba, Rabbi Sa, is to die. So if you live forever, you'd never get to Olam Haba. And Olam Haba is worth much more. All the pleasure in Olam Haba doesn't even add up to the smell of the chicken soup in Olam Haba. Chayras ruach, smell of Olam Haba. Just the peripheral pleasure of Olam Haba is greater than all the pleasures that this world has to offer. If you didn't die, you wouldn't get there. I would have said something else. If you didn't die, you wouldn't actually ever live. You just put it off till tomorrow. Well, what would be the lachatz to do anything? I'm going to be around forever, right? So wake up this morning. Oh, well, I'm going to miss shakris. So you'll miss shakris. What's the big deal? I've got another infinite amount of shakris that's waiting for me. So I won't have shakris today. My napka minute. The wife tells you to take out the garbage. Tomorrow. You wouldn't do that today because you know. Mavis. I want a beer tomorrow. Yeah? Do tshuva the day before you die. Rambam the foolish. How do you know when you're going to die? Do tshuva every day. And then one day you'll be right. You have to do tshuva every day because tomorrow maybe you'll die. If you're never going to die, when will you do tshuva? What's the rush? Tomorrow. What's the rush? Why have to do tshuva? Never going to die. I always thought that's, for me, that was always the greatest benefit of death is because if you don't know what you're ready to die for, what are you living for? You have nothing to live for really because there's nothing to die for. Yeah, everyone says that. Your own seichel should say that if you stop and meditate a little bit on this subject. You just live forever. You'd be a miserable, depressed.
Normal way. It's not to die. Like Adam HaRishon, the die is the tikkun. Because we're...
Nachon.
It's a normal. We not should be dying.
Nachon. But in the world we live in today, if you didn't die, you wouldn't do anything. Tikkun. Correct. Because of the chet. Kumo shamru chazal al aposuk.
What does that mean?
Where did you come from?
Focus for that first second. That seems kind of important.
Well, give me a pick out voice with the three before Shimon a pick out voice. Let's learn the sugya properly. I can't learn a mission pick out voice without Rashi, the Rabbi Yoina. How do you learn a pick out voice? Pick out voice is something else. It's a chosav mistake also. Where you came from, the drip of rotting seed. Where you going? You're going to the grave, and who are you going to have to give the Hashem in front of? The Hashem. Okay. That's it. No one there will ever sin anymore because we thought about it. And you have to really think about it. Right? When Chazal say think about it, he's stuck in it. It's interesting. It says he's stuck. Why is he stuck? That's the first kasha we have on that Mishnah. He's stuck. What is he stuck? He's something to look. Should say Mizbaina, Tachshov. Look, okay, so I looked, fine, weiter. Look, what is it stuck in? Don't know. Okay. As Chazal said on the Pasuk, V'yalakim is kola she'osav, v'inei toiv moed ze'a mavis. Now, very few people would have arrived at that. Only the Chochomim, who are B'nai Aliyah, understand the benefit and the goodness of mavis. I praise those that have died, that have left this world, more than those that are still living here. Also, it needs to be understood. Fine. Kohelis is not simple stuff. So that's the second sug. And the third sug. First one is things that are very easy to see that even the fools can see it. Lidugma, the sun. There's many others. The second one is things that are almost impossible to see. The chokhman, the good and the benefit of these things. Only very few chachamim grasp that, like death. And other examples which doesn't bring, you can make up your own. They're those things that only a portion of the Chochmah of Hashem and only a portion of the benefit we get from them is known to us. The Iker reason, benefit, why these things was created is hidden from us by Hashkofa Rishoyna. That means you can grasp it, but you're not just going to get, you have to really spend a lot of time thinking about it. Someone whose understanding is small is never going to get this. You have to really toil in this. You have to go into it and delve with it and go deep into it. For example, the seasons. As he says at the bottom, Michoim lekor, mikaitz lechayrev, v'chein oirech hayomim v'alaylois. So after the days longer, then they get shorter, then you have equinoxes, and you have winters and summers, and the whole, you have to really deeply penetrate into there to see the chokhman, the benefits, and the whole meteorological system. You know, while sometimes it rains when it shouldn't, and sometimes it doesn't rain when it should, and the whole weather story, yeah? Whether it will and whether it won't. That's the third sug. Okay, so let's start on the journey. That's all of us. We all chachamim and we have bina. That's chachma and bina. You see that there? Hachocham ha-mavid. You have chachma and you have bina. Einu roi bekola nivroim halolu dvorim gashmim shenivru kedai l'shamesh tzachei gufoy. All these things that you see in the world, all the Nivroim, everything that was created in the world, everything. The Chochem HaMeivin doesn't see anything in there, Gashmias, that are there to serve the needs of the Guf. I mean, they feel sure there to serve the needs of the Guf. Can't deny that. But that's not what he sees. Elu Boire La'atzmoy. He extracts for himself he extracts from all these things the knowledge of the spirituality and the adinut sheboy. Don't know what that word's doing there, but that's what it says. What is the? What does he say? The refinement, the exactness, the sensitivity. Dakus means the dakus, subtle, refined aspects of the bria, the ruchnius and the subtleness of it, maybe. Yeah. And he uses this knowledge like a ladder, kedela hevi mimenu hachochos al metzias va'achtus boira kol yisparach. And then he goes off, and he brings raya's from all of the stuff that he's investigating for the existence and the oneness of boira kol. V'la'alois al yoda ma'ala ba'sogas ha'boir yisparach v'roma musa. And he goes up and up slowly. Level after level, quality after quality, in grasping the godless and the elevatedness and the transcendedness of the Boira. Uli's dabek ba voidoiso kafishe masig ba machshavtoi es gedulusoi v'remusoi. To the extent that you grasp in your machshavas this godless and this elevatedness, this transcendence, to that extent you'll give over yourself to be Oyved Hashem. Because he understands the goodness and the chesed in every maisa that Hashem does. And he starts focusing on all the unbelievable goodnesses, benefits, the unbelievable chesed that Hashem does for him. Hashem gave it to him for free. And Hashem elevated us and placed us above the whole Bria. You didn't do anything. You haven't acquired 1 minute plate. Hashem's already showering you with untold brokenness. Yeah, now understand why Hashem's looking after me. Because, yeah, how many mitzvahs I've done? You know about chesed I am? And how much stock I've given? How much Torah I've learned? Therefore, sure, Hashem's going to give me stuff. If you believe that, you don't believe that. But if you would believe that, well, how are you going to explain why your body was functioning properly when you were in the womb? And why was he giving you all the chesed like 2 days after you were born? You ain't done nothing yet. Until you get your bar mitzvah, you've done nothing. It's a loan. You need to pay it back. Fuck, so it's not a loan. Chayva v'chesed. Bli. She also called him as a maisa tov, a single arts more as a mid tov. Shavur Magelos ha tov me alokim, no Magelos ha at that stage of the game. She chasta Hashemim Adam matchilim miyad im yetzirosa from the minute you conceived. In fact, even before you conceived, the chesed already started being put into place. So there's two things flowing out of this. I don't know if you noticed. There's the chiyah to his boyin in the bria and see the chokhmah of the boira, and to see the achdus and the roimimus of the boira, and then to see the goodness of the boira and what he's doing for you. You're connected to all of this chokhmah and chesed because you're the beneficiary of the chokhmah and the chesed. It's not good enough to just stand back and go, wow, Hashem is big, he's clever, look what he does with the sun and whatever. No, you're gaining from all of this chokh. The fact that Hashem's a big chokh and he does wonderful things, that's gewaltig. You see the guy juggling with seven balls, you know, at the traffic light. That's gewaltig, that's amazing. Doesn't hide me anything. Maybe I have a chorus of toys to him instead of sitting at the traffic lights being bored. He entertained me. I got a bit of a, it was nice, I saw that, yeah. If I call us a toif team, so I'll give him 10 cents. Yeah? Or 1,000 rand, whatever you prefer. About if Hashem's doing wonderful things and he does all these wonderful tricks and whatever, gewaltig, my mother can show it to me. No! The toif also has to be extracted from all of that. Something to think about, no? That's what Shara Bechin is. Thou shalt think. You're looking terribly worried. I'm not saying.